What I'll do is I'll call them up, and I'm not sure who will get first, and I won't be able to tell you because they sound identical.
Okay.
But we'll probably in the end wind up talking to Thomas. So if you just hold on a minute, I'll go grab them.
Okay.
And we'll do the interview.
Okay, we'll do that. Testing 1 2 3. Testing 1 2 3. How can I make this work? I don't think I can. Hmm. 70 listeners.
All right, there we go.
Cool. How's this for the volume wise on your end?
It's a little loud.
Okay. How's that?
That's great.
Okay.
On the other hand, you might need to up it better for the Freedoms, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out then.
Speaking of that. Oh, there we go.
Phone ringing.
Freedom.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, who's there?
This is Jim.
Ah, hi, Jim.
We have the interview going now, but I can never tell who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Is this Thomas or Hans-Jörg?
It's Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Thomas. This is Bill in the U.S. We're live at the Sacramento show, and what we're seeing here is being broadcast through my Shoutcast stream. So first, I'd like to thank you for coming on with us. If you give me a second, I want to do something here. Well, I'm going to go silent for just a second. So first of all, thank you for all your hard work on Amiga OS 4.0 and all the rest of it. Is there anything you can do for us in terms of like a status update or anything like that? Maybe toss us some tidbits for the people here at the show?
Well, yeah, we've been making pretty good progress in recent days. I mean, most of the low-level modules, like the kernel, for example, are already finished. But, of course, some of the high-level stuff, like, for example, intuition, is still under heavy development.
The high-level stuff, like the UI and things of that nature? Or?
Yeah, intuition especially. Intuition library and all that stuff. That's something that's still under heavy development.
Well, wasn't that the one that RJ locked himself in a room for, like, 3 weeks to get finished?
Fine, I didn't understand you. What's the dropout?
Well, I was saying that the intuition library apparently was always a pain to get done.
Yeah, it's full of legacy stuff, full of dependencies on old compilers and all that stuff. Of course, Olaf Butter did a good job at removing some of this, but it's still, of course, a big project.
Great. Is there anything else you can give us? So you're telling us that the low-level stuff is progressing nicely and some of the high-level things. How much time are you able to devote to the project? Are you guys meeting your internal milestones? Can you tell us things of that nature?
Just recently we finished the XIGSG kernel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finished is not really correct. We finished it in a state that is more or less the same, a bit more than the original XIG. But right now, we're also updating the memory subsystem because right now we have a purely physical memory system. What we want to do is we want to make the memory system virtual. Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. We're just trying to get people to be quiet because, I don't know, you've probably been to Amiga shows and sometimes there's a lot of people around. So
okay.
We're just trying to get that under control.
Okay. The reception is pretty bad, a lot of troubles and stuff.
Yeah, well, if you saw the setup here, I think you'd understand.
Yeah, okay.
So, let's see, what else can we ask you about? Now, as I understand it, part of the delay that's come into the OS 4.0 release has been regarding the addition of new features, kind of a merging of the 4.0 plan and the 4.2 plan. Is there anything you can give us regarding that?
Well, yeah, in the original concept, we wanted to base OS 4 mainly on emulation. For example, we want to have a purely native PPC kernel, but leave most of the modules as 68K and emulate them. But we found out that this solution is not the optimal solution. Of course, it's not optimal, but it's lacking in a lot of parts. Some of the responsiveness that was one of the cornerstones of the Amiga operating system was lost due to this emulation. So we decided that most of the important stuff has to be PPC as well. And additionally, for the first release, we wanted to have a rather simple virtual memory system, something like VMM, more like an add-on to the original system. But in the meantime, we found out that even that would be not it would really make the whole system more awkward to use. So we decided to go for a real virtual addressing scheme, and that is what we are currently working on in respect to exec.
So this the VM implementation, is that going to be based off something like a FreeBSD, or is it a completely new implementation done by someone, or I mean, is that also part of the holdup for the 4.0 release?
Yeah, it is partially responsible for it. It's a completely new release. We're not basing it on any existing code, of course.
I hope whoever's coding it is really smart, because implementing virtual memory is not trivial.
Yeah, he is really smart. It's me,
excellent,
by the way.
Oh,
Thomas is so modest. So Thomas is really smart, though. So.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, I've talked to people who know a little about VM code. Well, that's good. Yeah, we all know you're smart. If you're doing it, then I have faith in it. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
Let me ask this question. What kind of hardware are you doing the development on currently? Are you still using classic machines, or have you actually been exposed to the new Amiga 1 motherboards?
Well, yeah, the main development is still taking place on classic machine because, for one, most of the high-level modules still need chipset dependencies. And we've developed a hardware abstraction layer to base exec upon, and of course this hardware abstraction layer has to be it's being modified while we work on it, and of course this layer has to stabilize before we can port it to another platform, because we don't want to maintain more than one code base at a time. So what we're doing is we are building the whole thing on a classic machine, of course, with having the Amiga 1 in mind. And as soon as that's finished, I think it will take about 1 or 1.5 weeks to get the basic functionality ported over to another hardware. So this is not too much of a problem. Of course, we're also working on additional stuff for the Amiga 1. For example, we are working on some of the drivers already, for example, USB and PCI stuff and all that stuff. It has to be done pretty early, so we are also working on that, of course.
Is the OS 4 release going to be universal, or would you release it for classic Amigas before, has that been discussed, release it for people with classic machines with PPC cards before we wait for the Amiga 1 hardware, if there's any delay in
the
Amiga 1?
I'm not 100% sure about it, but I think we will have a release for the classic machines before we release for any other machine. But I'm not sure about this. It's something that's more has to be discussed more from a marketing standpoint. I really don't know for sure.
Okay. Let me ask you this question that came in from one of our listeners. There's been a lot of talk recently about the BIOS in the Amiga 1. How closely is Hyperion involved with this development, and how does this design compare with traditional Quick Start? And will it be available for any hardware licensees or an iTech-only product?
Well, I can't really tell you anything about the license. I don't know exactly. But we are involved in... Hyperion is strongly involved in producing this BIOS. Yeah, that's right.
So you guys are directly involved with its creation?
Yeah.
And how much do you want it, since you're involved with this creation, to look like the original Amiga Quick Start?
Well, you must not mix up the BIOS in the Amiga One with the system functionality of the Amiga, the BIOS itself is just responsible for initializing certain hardware. I mean, on the classic Amiga, most of the hardware is rather well primitive, let's put it that way. There's no need for extensive initialization and all that stuff.
But my, on, my question is more geared toward, are you going to strive to make it have the same or similar look and feel as the original Amiga Quick Start and extending it to address the hardware configuration? Are you guys going to try to provide us with a boot, you know, normal boot up, a boot with no start, which is a wonderful feature the Amiga has that, that I've not seen on any other platform?
Sure, this feature will still be on there because it's part of the actual OS. It's not a part of the BIOS in the classic sense. I mean, the BIOS is really just responsible for initializing the hardware, setting up the memory configuration. That the original start menu will still be in the Kickstarter, of course. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear. What's the weather like?
Pretty hot.
Okay, I think it's like 115 out here. I don't even want to go outside. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking around. Anyone got a question? I mean, okay, we have a question from the floor here.
Okay.
Linux. So the question comes down to when the OS, when the Amiga One is finally, the hardware is finally finalized and whatnot, are we going to see a dual boot? Are the current Linux distros that are being geared toward the current Amiga One hardware going to function on the next generation Amiga One hardware? And I realize you might not be able to necessarily answer that, but maybe you have some insight.
It will still be possible to have, for example, Linux and an Amiga in parallel, if that's what you mean.
Okay, so I think that's the answer to the question is yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. I've heard in the past that you, Hyperion, was working on a, what is it, GTK/TLC or some GUI layer that's very popular on the Linux platform that you guys were going to port it over to the Amiga OS 4 to make it easier to port some of the apps under Linux that support this. Can you give us any information on that?
No, this just wasn't a Hyperion project. This was, I think, in a time before we even, my brother and me started with Hyperion, this was there was an effort to port GTK over to the Amiga, that's right. But this project was, at one point, it was not going very well, and the people involved stopped working on it. So there is nothing left of that, and it will probably also not be in OS 4 then.
Okay. I'm actually getting some complaints on the levels from the people listening, so I'm going to try to jack it up just a hair, and you can let me know if it's too loud for you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if this makes it a little better for the people that are listening at home.
Okay.
Another question here.
To what degree will OS 4 be scannable?
Okay, well, hold on. Let's do this.
Can you repeat that, please?
Ask your question.
To what degree will OS 4 be skinnable, you know, to be able to set up to user preferences?
Well, I think the initial version will be skinnable to the extent that Visual Press allows you to modify the user interface. I'm not sure about how far this will go later on. I think you all already saw the screenshots with the transfer and menus with around the corners and all that stuff. I think that's going to be in the first version, and later on we will go for a bit more. If you know some of the Linux window manager, then you will probably know what we're aiming at.
Okay. A couple questions here that have come in. Will the Amiga 1 or OS 4 include something on the lines of an early startup screen? I think that goes back to the questions that I had. So, I mean, just for confirmation and so people know. So, I mean, is the goal to have an early startup screen much like the current Amigas do with their quick kickstart ROMs?
Yeah, this will be. And I think in the first version it will even be the unmodified version. Maybe we'll add some additional stuff to set some parameters for a specific hardware. For example, memory timing and all that stuff, but it will most of the time look the same as it is now.
Sorry, that's my system beep.
Okay. Yeah, my phone's beeping as well, but we don't care about that. Now, the next question that everyone is asking, can you give us any kind of release date or maybe a time when you'll feel more sure about showing it publicly? I can say that everyone here is very, 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 very anxious to even see OS 4.0 and to make sure, you know, just to get that early look. We've been waiting for this for a long, long time, and I mean, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your efforts, but that being said, we still want it yesterday. Can you give us anything about a release date or when you think you might be comfortable showing it to the world?
Well, yeah, this is always a question that I've been asked a lot in recent times, but to be honest, I really don't want to answer it. I was at one point very sure that we could finish it somewhere in the first quarter of this year, but to be honest, I just don't want to give any date anymore, because either I'm completely wrong, or other people will tell me that I'm wrong. So I'm pretty confident that it will come before the end of the year. But I won't give any more exact date. Sorry about that.
No, it's entirely understood. But you also, I mean, as an Amiga user, you're in the same position we're in. I mean, except for you get to play with it currently. But know we all want this.
Yeah, sure. Just recently I had a magazine in my hand. It was dated 1969. It was an Amiga format, I think, and they already were talking about Amiga OS 4, so I'm pretty much aware of how long we've all been waiting for.
Absolutely. So let me ask some other questions that we've been getting over the web here. Will OS 4.0 come with new development tools included, or will these be as a separate product?
Well, I think we will, for one, there will be a new developer CD, and I think all of the tools will also be available for download or something. It will not come directly with the installation CD or something, but I rather think it will be a separate CD. But,
so,
of course, this is also a more or less a marketing thing, but we can't say for sure.
It will most likely follow the current Amiga model, where they release the operating system and then the Amiga developer CD comes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people will actually not want to program on it, so they would have to pay for the additional CD in the package, but most people will definitely not program, so I think the better solution is to drop the developer CD from the actual package and make it an extra CD or a download or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to cut this off because I'm paying for this, at least part of it. So is there anything you'd like to say in closing to the 90 people or so that we have listening to this broadcast?
Well, perhaps just this. Have faith in us. I mean, we were working against a lot of odds, so I know it's taking longer than we anticipated, but I can assure you all that there is work going on, a lot of work, and a lot of people are involved, and we will definitely make OS 4 a reality. So I hope you stick with us to the end.
Any plugs to tell people to go buy coupons?
Yeah, sure, go ahead and buy them.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me make sure I got most of the questions here. I got that one answered. Oh, got a bunch of them. That one. Another question, real quick. how much work has been done on the DOS library in terms of the way it handles the DOS driver? If you have a DOS driver for MS-DOS and Mac floppies, can I get 3 floppy disk images?
Well, I don't know exactly how this is handled right now, but I know that there is a lot of work has been put into DOS library, especially into DOS library, because we know it's one of the most messed up pieces in the Amiga, as it's been modified several times, and then the interface, the internal workings have been changed several times. So we are giving this a lot of thought, definitely. But I'm not into every detail of this. Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and
thank you for having me.
And okay, one more quick one. This is an interesting one. If you have a second here, how is OS40 going to be initialized on a classic Amiga? I mean, since there will be no new ROMs, will it be something like a set patch reboot int or something? Reboot init.
There will be several possibilities. For one, we were already talking to somebody to do a ROM version of it. Not really a ROM version, but some sort of plug-in board with a ROM on it. The other solution is, of course, to just boot it like Linux. You have a kernel on the disk and run it from the file system. This, of course, will require the threaded reboot. And the final possibility is to have the kernel loaded at boot time from disk. This is some custom boot code then on the boot disk that will the kernel and some sort of short reboot. It will take a second or so longer to actually load it. I think that's the most comfortable solution for most people then.
And one final one before I hang up here. How's the TCP stack coming along?
Well, the TCP stack is practically finished. So right now there is some work going on to make some user interface configuration tools and all that stuff. But the stack itself is basically finished, and it's one of the fastest one that was ever made for the Amiga.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate your time, and good luck working on OS40, and hopefully don't let us bug you anymore so you can get some more work done on it. And I know I'm waiting to purchase it, and I know there's a lot of people out here waiting to reward you for your efforts. So hopefully we'll see something from you before the end of the year.
All right.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling us up, Bill. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. That was cool.
No, it wasn't that bad.
But I got the Ethernet thing. Oh, how to make it work?
Yes.
Okay. I told him, so he said go into shell and type 3 lines, and it should be
okay. Okay. Well, we can do that a little later.
Yeah.
So for the Amiga 1.
Oh, they won't be able to see it on here.
No, but we can IRC from the Amiga 1.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I had 90 people... So listening to it from the outside.
Was it internet webcast?
Yeah.
90 people, that was exciting.
What user interface is this here?
In terms of?
What, the Windows and so forth.
Okay. This is AMIRC, which is an internet chat relay client using BUI, the Apache user interface.
That's probably what I'm asking.
Hey, Mitch, man. How you doing?
The graphics.
Okay. Birdie, MUI, and Visual Preps. The standard hack tools that everyone uses. So Visual Preps off AmiNet to do the square buttons and those, Birdie to do the patterning, and then MUI is the apps.
What was the patterning?
Birdie, B-I-R-D-E, or I-E, B-I-R-D-I-E. Yeah. You can get it off AmiNet, Birdie 2000.
Thank you.
Yeah, works great. This one's an 060, yeah. Yeah, you have to run Birdie on your box. You can't get away with just the blue. Yeah, that's default patterning, too. Okay, so I think that was a rather successful interview with Thomas Frieden. Forgive me for butchering your name. Over here on the network. It worked pretty well, all things considered. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to run up and go throw my... food. That's an excellent idea. Yeah, I'm going to get some food. I'm going to go get some food, guys, so you can entertain yourselves.
We're going to take a break so we can feed our starving selves.
Let's see. Hopefully this won't crash everything. No, you know what? I'll give you background noise. You all can listen to background noise.
Don't go away or come back later.
Yes.
The